hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, the 18th of December, 2007. And, of course, it being Tuesday, this is Robert Chapman Day, the international forecaster. And before I bring Mr. Chapman up, a message here from Ron Paul from yesterday. This was, of course, the day after the Boston Tea Party. Well, at least the modern-day Tea Party. He says, what a day. I'm humbled and inspired, grateful and thrilled for this vast outpouring of support. On just one day, in honor of the 234th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, the new American revolutionaries brought in 6.04 million, another one-day record. The average donation was $102. We had 58,407 individual contributors, of whom an astounding 24,915 were first-time donors. And it was entirely voluntary, self-organized, decentralized, independent effort on the Internet. Must be the spammers I keep hearing about. The establishment is baffled and worried, and well, they should be. They keep asking me who runs the Internet fundraising and controls our volunteers. To these top-down central planners, a spontaneous order like our movement is science fiction. But you and I know it's real as the American people yearning for freedom, peace, and prosperity, as real as all the men and women who have sacrificed for our ideals in the past and today. And how neat to see celebrations all across the world with tea parties from France to New Zealand. This is how we can spread the ideals of our country through voluntary emulation, not bombs and bribes. Of course, there were hundreds in America. As I dropped in on a cheering, laughing crowd of about 600 near my home in Freeport, Texas, I noted that they call us angry. Well, we are the happiest, most optimistic, angry movement ever. And the most diverse, what unites us is love of liberty and determination to fix what is wrong with our country, from the Fed to the IRS, from welfare to warfare, but otherwise we are a big tent. Said the local newspaper, the elderly sat with teens barely old enough to vote. The faces were black, Hispanic, Asian, and white. There was no fear in their voices as they spoke boldly with each other about the way the country should be. Held close, like deeply held secret, Paul has brought them out of the disconnect they feel between what they know to be true and where the country has been led. Thanks to the 500 or so who braved the blizzard in Boston to go to, I think this is Faneuil Hall. My son Rand told me what a great time he had with you. We played that clip yesterday, by the way. Boy, is he not his father upset. A few mornings ago on LouRockwell.com, I saw a YouTube of a 14-year-old boy that summed up the whole movement for me. This well-spoken young man, who could have passed in knowledge for a college graduate, told how he heard our ideas being denounced, so he decided to Google. He read some of my speeches and thought, these make sense. When he studied U.S. foreign policy of recent years and came to the conclusion that we are right, so he persuaded his father to drop Rudy Giuliani and join our movement. All over America, all over the world, we're inspiring real change. With the wars and the spying, the spending and the taxing, the inflation and the credit crisis, our ideas have never been more needed. And he says, please help me spread them in all 50 states. Victory for liberty, that is our goal, and nothing else. Sincerely, Congressman Ron Paul. We'll be back with Mr. Chapman.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have had this quiet little inward smile on my face and soul for the last couple of days since the tea party down here in Austin, Texas. By the way, they threw the crates into Lady Bird Lake, which I thought that was appropriate. At any rate, Ron Paul will be on Glenn Beck's program tonight as a guest for the full hour. And then coming up Sunday, Meet the Press, he will be on there for the entire hour as well. And there's 18,370,665 reasons why I'm smiling. I just told you the number that Ron Paul, according to his website, it's the donation total for the fourth quarter, and that is an update. 18,370,665, 17 days to go to Iowa, 22 days to New Hampshire. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman. How are you, sir?
Well, I've got something to add there. Let's call it 13 days to make 20 million.
There we go. You know,
let's get it over 20 million. Let's stick it to them in Washington.
Well, it's very interesting. You've been watching Mr. Huckabee being pumped up by the medias. This guy, he's a piece of work. Another person out of Arkansas, and I don't mean to, you know, we're not talking New York here. We're not talking Chicago or. We're talking about Arkansas, folks, and Mr. Huckleberry is, well, he's trying very, very hard. By the way, I watched a clip, one of his commercials on foreign policy. his foreign policy, Bob, is that, well, we got to keep fighting this war on terror. We got to keep fighting the war on terror. And
well, if you roll up his sleeve, you'll find he's been stamped CFR certified.
There you go. He got his inauguration from, you're right, he was tapped by the elders to be president. I think this is really going to be the big push because, quite frankly, John McCain ain't making it, even though they're saying he's a resurgent. Nobody, Giuliani, with his crime boss daddy, he's going nowhere. Mitt Romney is not going anywhere. To me, it's a no-brainer, but this is going to be the decision of the Republican National Committee to nominate Mr. Ron Paul, but he's getting his face time. I will say that just today he was on Fox News Channel, on CNN American Morning this morning. He was on Morning Joe on MSNBC. I think that's Joe Scarsborough. Jan Mikkelsen on WHO Radio, Glenn Beck, that is tonight, as I said, and Meet the Press on Sunday. So he's got a full schedule, and he's going to be there. He's going to be there long term. And it's amazing to me, Bob, I've been talking to people, even people during this march down Congress Avenue here in Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas. I was talking to a person that was a lifelong Democrat that was all set to vote for Hillary Clinton until he heard Ron Paul's speeches. And he flipped from a lifelong, now this is a major jump, from Hillary Clinton to Ron Paul for president in 2008.
Well, that's really wonderful, and I think that we're seeing this all over the country, and this groundswell, it really is just beginning to get underway. People are finally starting to take note and saying, well, who is this guy and what is he talking about? It's just like saying, who is that masked man?
That's right. By the way, let me remind people, Bob, that your party affiliation change, the deadlines, well, if you're in New Jersey, that was already over December 17th, but in Nevada, December 19th, Hawaii, December 26th, Kentucky, December 31st, and Florida, December 31st. On my program yesterday, Bob, I had Peter Schiff on. You're aware of Mr. Schiff. He's the president of Euro-Pacific Capital.
Yeah, he's been getting my publication for a long time.
Well, and I didn't get around to asking him about that, but I did ask him about Mr. Paul, and I was kind of shocked. First of all, I was shocked that he co-hosted on... it was on Bloomberg last Friday. He was on for an entire hour telling the truth, and it was really astounding. I got him on the program yesterday, had him up for a full 2 hours. He was only scheduled for one, but he liked the subject matter obviously well enough. He stuck around for the two. But I read the Ron Paul pass around, letting the Americans keep more of their own money, end the IRS, stop the central bankers, on and on. And I read that list, compilation of what Mr. Paul is against and, more importantly, what he's for. But I read that list and I said, Mr. Schiff, what presidential candidate is running on this type of platform? And he said, it couldn't be Ron Paul, could it? Now, he's got 60,000 email subscribers. He donated the maximum $2,300 and he urged all of his 60,000 email recipients to do the very same. Now, here's a guy that understands the concept of money, that understands what's wrong with this economy, and he is throwing his backing behind Mr. Paul. I mean...
Well, there's one other thing. First of all, I've talked to Peter several times over the years, but as important is, and most people probably don't know this, but for about 50 years, his father, Erwin Schiff, fought the IRS. And they finally put him in jail, and he became deceased there. They put him away at 84, which was a few years ago. It just shows you how despicable this government is. And Mr. Schiff, his father, senior, did everything that he could within the realm of legality and challenging the existence of the IRS. And so I don't know whether he appreciates that, but I thought his father was a great man.
Well, and on the program yesterday when I first brought him up, I explained to him that we had some ties going back to, over 10 years ago with Republic Radio International. And I told him, I said, your father, I put your father on my network because of the IRS issue. And I said, and I know you disagree with some parts of what your father had done with the IRS, but he seems to be down with everything else. It's kind of ironic that we've got Peter Schiff out there, the son of Irwin Schiff, and going back and having those ties so many years ago, and then having his son come out. And by the way, he is the one credited with the term Helicopter Ben. He's the one that started this. So,
is that right?
Yeah. So, by the way, I want to play you a clip here, Bob. And many people have been debating here about Iraq, Afghanistan. Is Iran going to be the next move? Well, here's Fox News for you to encapsulate this in about 32 seconds. So if anybody out there has any doubts of what the president has in mind and what this know-nothing, do-nothing, Democrat-controlled Congress is all about, take a listen. If I can get the thing to play. Here we go.
President Bush and Iraqi leader Nouri al-Maliki have signed a deal setting a foundation for the long-term relationship between the U.S. and Iraq. The pact will be negotiated next year and is supposed to be finalized by July. Senior Iraqi officials say Iraq will offer America military bases outside major Iraqi cities in return for security guarantees against both foreign threats and internal attacks. The plan calls for a long-term U.S. force of about 50,000 troops, down from the current figure of more than 160,000.
Bob?
Okay, in the International Forecaster, 4 years ago, we predicted exactly this was going to happen, only the number of troops to be left in place was about 30,000, not 50. And I don't know whether you were aware of it or not, but in the last issue of the International Forecaster, I had a piece in there about the Iraqi oil minister who is negotiating with a number of internationalist, illuminist, elitist oil companies in the United States and Great Britain and a couple in France to take over the production of oil, and I listed the different fields that they want to take over. Now, this is a no-bid deal. They will be given what they call operating contracts, and they will be the operators. They won't use Iraqis, or you bring in their own people. They won't reinvest money in the country. All of the money that they take out is theirs to be taken out, and there's no taxation. And they're going to take 30% off the top. And this is what the probably the second main reason that the forces were unleashed upon Iraq. And so you put that together with the announcement you just had there, and you've got an American presence in Iraq as long as the oil is being pumped to protect those supply lines. And that's what it's all about.
Well, we've got many problems, and you know, I've said this repeatedly and it bears repeating, the promises that these politicians that took over in the midterm elections to take over Congress and the Senate, they ran on the platform, we need to get our troops home now. But I'm looking at Hillary Clinton. She is for the war on terrorism, which means troops and more war in the Middle East, against what the party or the members of the party want. We've got Huckabee. I watched his foreign statement or his statement on foreign policy, and his foreign policy is simply that we're going to stay the course and keep fighting terrorism. And this is what George Bush said, that it's a war on terrorism. Saddam Hussein has been defeated and killed, but it's an ongoing war on terrorism. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to continue. Trillions of dollars down ye old rabbit hole for what? our national security. They're making us more insecure by keeping up this insane war against an ideology that they can neither fight nor combat. It's their thoughts. Leave them to them. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Japan admits to lost pension mess. Well, Bob, it seems to be happening in Japan. Pensions are just coming up missing. Earlier this year, ministers admitted that roughly 50 million people would have to check whether or not their pension records were accurate. The advice followed the discovery of mistakes by social insurance agents. Officials pledged to sort out the mess by the end of the next March, but now saying it's proving harder than they thought. And it's getting kind of nasty over there. Now they say that almost 20 million cases, they're finding hard to confirm who owns what. The true owners of nearly 10 million of those accounts might never be identified. Is this similar to what happened down in Florida with the retirement funds and the pension funds that, well, this money was just languishing in these accounts and it wasn't doing anything, so we thought it best to put that money where it'll do the best good?
And where was that?
That's a good question. They don't know either.
That's right. And it's just theft. What they do is they move it out of there and move it into the political arena or in projects to keep the economy going. And it's just stealing. It's just like Social Security. There's nothing there. It's currently financed, and that's the end of it. And when not enough revenues come in, people won't get paid. That's pretty simple.
Well,
the same thing is happening in Japan. The money has been spent and wasted, And now they're discovering it.
Well, and this is not going to make for very polite politics coming up next year, but be that as it may. By the way, I need to ask you this, Mr. Chapman. Mr. Greenspan, best known for probably his quote, I mean, if there's one quote that's going to survive the dog-faced boy, it's going to be the one of irrational exuberance when he was describing the spending habits of the United States government, and the one that after the dot-com decided that, well, he was going to get in there and tinker with the rates and, well, kind of look the other way with the subprime loans, which, ladies and gentlemen, let us remind you, this is only the tip of the financial iceberg that we're looking at. There's $500 trillion-plus dollars in derivatives that they're going to have a hard time even accounting for, let alone saying how much is going to be actually lost and go up in smoke. But, Bob, we've got a real problem here. They're now starting to say, and I'm reading all the blogs, all the Internet, all the economists and what they're saying, and, well, now it's about a 40% chance that we're going to have a downturn and have a recession next year.
What took them so long?
Well, what took them so long?
It started a year and a half ago, and it really started big time a year ago November in manufacturing, and now it's spreading throughout the economy. All the figures that come out of Washington are lies, including everything that Alan Greenspan has ever said. I wrote a piece on Greenspan today that's going to be in the next issue, which is tomorrow, that is devastating. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. He was hired as a dummy to do what he was told. He was just a PR guy for the Illuminati. And the irrational exuberance was ridiculous because he had the opportunity in December of 1995 to stop the madness in the market, and it was very simple. Raise margin requirements. That's all he had to do. And so they had no intention of stopping the crazy market that went on, and of course it collapsed, and most people lost between 40% and 70% of their money. And then, in order to get the economy back going again, they created the bubble in real estate. And of course, the Fed initiated everything, set it up, took the interest rates down, told the banks what to do, and then sat idly by and looked the other way. And of course, the banks made all the loans that they could. The originators were told by the banks to do whatever you want, and the appraisers got the word, and the salespeople got the word, and the buyers, the borrowers. 2 weeks ago, Fitch found in a survey that 85% of them lied on their applications for loans for a home, which is a felony. So what are we talking about here? We'll throw in the rating services that misrated the CDOs, and then we'll put in the investment bankers who work with them and the bankers. And what do we come up with? Well, we come up with about 300,000, 350,000 people who should be prosecuted for fraud.
The state's attorney general in Illinois, forgive me, her name slips my memory right now, but she has considered and is considering, and it looks like she's going to do it, issue subpoenas to Countrywide, which has lost 70% of its value. So at least she is talking with 10 or 11 other states to other attorney general's office to try to get a handle and force at least answers out of the heretofore, shall I say, silent ones, the money masters. By the way,
well, you know, where were the attorney generals 3 and 4 years ago, all of them, who should have been following this thing? They knew what was going on. You know, they're not stupid. And, you know, they allowed this thing to happen. Countrywide and Washington Mutual are two of the shorts that we have on. And we made a lot of money on them, and we did them late. I mean, I should have done them a year ago, but our shorts are probably down and up in value to the shorter, probably somewhere around 60, 70, 80%. I mean, it's incredible. I don't think any publication has ever had 20 or 25 short winners together. It's just mind-boggling. But anyway, If they go ahead with that countrywide...
Hold on, Bob, we've got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I don't know, the fly in the ointment or Andrea Mitchell in Alan Greenspan's whatever, irrational exuberance. Well, he came out the other day, Bob, and made the statement that, well, the government should help the subprime borrowers out there and people that have mortgage problems. The government should help them out. What he was saying was that the government needs to bail these people out. The government creates no wealth, folks. They just absorb it and redistribute it and waste it. And what he's saying is he wants to put the onus of these failed mortgages or faltering mortgages, millions of them, next year. Some have pegged this as high as $3 million. And that's just a start. These are the mortgages that are getting ready to default. People are not able to make the payments on them. But Mr. Greenspan, you want to talk about irrational exuberance? Mr. Greenspan has said the American taxpayers should bail these banks out.
Well, I don't agree with Mr. Greenspan. And I think that the banks should be the ones who are bailing out anybody, because they're the ones that let it all happen, and they were under instructions from Mr. Greenspan. You know, we were talking about Countrywide before we had the break. And I've written a bit about it. And Countrywide and Washington Mutual and others are going to go bankrupt unless tremendous amounts of money are poured into the companies. And this move by the state attorney generals is just going to make the situation worse for them. And, you know, just to give you an idea, this is part of the next issue. It's a one paragraph here. Countrywide Financial says foreclosures have doubled in November. While late payments have continued to rise, loan fundings fell 40% to $23 billion from $38.3 billion year on year, while average daily loan applications fell 32% on the year to $9.9 billion, which would be $900 million. Foreclosures in its loan servicing business, measured as a percentage of unpaid principal, rose 1.3% from 0.6% year on year. Late payments rose to 6.5% of unpaid balances from 4.2%. The bank cannot raise funds in the wholesale and commercial paper market and has borrowed heavily from the Federal Home Loan Bank system. Now you know why we are short the stock. Now, without the government money coming in, they would have been bankrupt already. And I think what they'll end up doing is breaking it up. But, you know, this is all ex post facto. It brings us back to why aren't these attorney generals filing criminal charges? Why hasn't the Justice Department filed criminal charges against the investment bankers and the bankers and the rating services that committed this horrific fraud? And, you know, the fraud really that they committed was not against the borrower so much. Yes, they worked him over and put him into loans he shouldn't have had with all kinds of things in there that were detrimental to the borrower, even though the borrower was allowed to lie. But the real fault here is the $2 to $3 trillion in paper that they sold to banks, savings and loans, governments, pension funds, hedge funds, all over the world. And, you know, I've seen two lawsuits started already. One was by a shareholder of UBS in regard to their situation in having these having purchased these SIVs and CDOs. But the other is from Australia, and they're saying that the whole thing was a fraud. And that's the suit that I want to see go forward, because we have only seen the very beginnings of what's going to go down in the banking area. The banking system is bankrupt, and they are scrambling to save it. They're keeping it out of the media. Wall Street won't talk about it. I noticed one of the fellows, the CEOs from a company, was on television, I guess it was yesterday. I saw a YouTube on it, which I'm putting in the forecaster. And he said, I hate to tell you this, but we're in serious trouble, and went on to explain why, the same way we do in this program. And very few people are willing to speak out. But this is massive, massive fraud, which makes Enron look like a peanut.
It is amazing. Tell you what, Bob, let's go to the phones here. Tony in Tennessee, I don't like the callers holding too long. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Stan. Bob, not to change the subject, but I've been out of town for a couple of weeks. I noticed the PPI and the CPI. You know, they were quite large, although we know they're even more than that. But do you have any idea how much gold they had to dump onto the market to keep gold down those 2 days?
Well, it's hard to tell at this juncture. The shorts increased by about 5,000 contracts. Which is unusual in as much as they have a horrific position. If you read this last issue of the international forecast. No, actually, it's tomorrow's issue. You'll get the COT report, and you can get a free copy of the forecaster by going to the site on the internet, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. And I explain there what went on in that futures market. I have not seen any large sales that have been announced. The lease rates are high, which means they didn't lease and then blow it into the market. So it would have to have been straight up bullion sales by some central bank that is not in a position that they have to report it. And that would be the United States, and Canada would be the, and Great Britain would be the prime subjects there, because they don't belong to the Washington Group, which is the European group that sells 500 tons of gold per year.
Do you know how much they have sold so far this year, starting in September?
I just did the figures today. And you're not going to believe this. They're in for typing. Let me see if I got them back here. And I can give it to you if you'll just hold for 1 second, because I'm looking at the raw copies here. And here we go. The Commitment of Traders report. All right, we just gave you that. And okay, here we go. For the week ended 14 December, the European Central Bank said the Eurosystem Bank sold $46.1 million worth of gold, or 1.8 tons. Total sales amounted to 54.1 tons in the fourth year of the agreement. That would have been as of last September 30th. In the last month, they sold 6.7 tons versus 17.2 tons the previous month, which would have been October. Mm-hmm. However, the ECB's previously announced sales of 42 tons have yet to be included in the weekly statement. So if we take the total sales for the fourth year of agreement of 54.1 and add 42, we get 96.1. And what's interesting here, it doesn't show what happened in the last few days, but it gives you the totals. What's interesting here is that almost 50% of the selling came from the European Central Bank. Now, when the bank was formed 9 years ago, they said we're going to have a 15% backing of the euro in gold. Germany and some of the others wanted 28%, but they settled for 15. Now, for the past 4 years, they've been selling part of that gold off. What they've got left, I don't know, but my guess is they're down to about 8%. And so a lot of the selling over the past several months have come from the European Central Bank, which is working in league with the Federal Reserve and other central banks to suppress the price of gold.
And, Bob, let me ask you this, and let me interject, and Tony, if you have any follow-up, just hang on.
Sure.
The European Central Bank and the Fed have joined at the hip as if they have been disjointed. They're one and the same. But is it a possibility, Bob, that they have sold this gold off to raise capital to inject it into the markets?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they can multiply that. Like, a bank can take that in and lend out eight times the amount. So if you sell $1 billion worth of gold, you can lend out $8 billion.
And we're right back in the same trick bag that got us here in the first place, or one of the original intents here of the fractionalized reserve banking system, to create more liquidity by loaning 8 to 10 times more than what they actually have on hand.
That's right. And then you got to add to that the recipients then take the money, and they buy treasuries with it, and then they margin the treasuries by 90%, and then they take that money and buy more. I mean, it's like a three-card Monte game.
You know,
it's like a pyramid.
I was just thinking here, we could create a brand-new Monopoly game. You know, we really could.
Yeah, Federal Reserve.
That's right. Tony, anything else?
No. My way of thinking was that with the banking situation the way it is, that they might want to try and hold on to their gold. But I guess not.
No, they're totally committed to world government. They can't turn back on the world having all fiat currencies. They have to continue to sell gold in order to suppress the market. Because gold goes up on there's problems. And they don't want anybody to know that there's problems. So they will sell gold down to the very last ounce. And they're going to continue to do so. And that doesn't mean gold's not going to go up. It is going to go up. And they will sell along the way to impede its progress. And that's what we can expect over the next 2 to 3 years. And all of a sudden, they'll be out of gold. And bingo, it'll be long gone. You're looking at $3,500, $5,000 gold, and it will happen. Just like the problem that they've got in the credit markets, the insolvency of banks. And that's the basis to all of this. The insolvency of banks. And that's not only in the United States, but it's in Europe and in other places as well.
Peter Spencer.
That is going to bring down the system.
Peter Spencer has some comments on that. That's one of Britain's leading economists. Thank you for your call, Tony. I appreciate it very much.
Thank
you. All right. 800-313-9443 will intersperse your calls. Any questions you have for Mr. Chapman, Robbie Noel will be joining us at the top of the hour. As I mentioned, Peter Spencer, he's one of Britain's leading economists, and he issued a warning this past Saturday. He said the government must suspend a set of key banking regulations at the heart of the current financial crisis or risk seeing the economy spiral towards a future that could make 1929 look like a walk in the park. Now, Spencer is right. The banks don't have the money to loan to businesses or consumers because they're trying to raise more cash to meet their capital requirements on assets that continue to be downgraded. But
John, what happens after they've done that? It's the same old story over and over again. There's no way out. They can extend it, extrapolate it, whatever you want to call it, and they're going to play games over the next couple of years. And, you know, all of this money that's going into the banks is being created out of thin air, and it's immediately causing inflation. Inflation in America right now is 11.5 to 11.7%. That's real inflation. That's based upon the formulas that we used in 1980 before they Mickey Moused everything. And it's not 4.25% like our government tells us. That is a lie. The money and credit is increasing. We get three different figures this week, one from me, one from Goldseek, and the other from John Williams. And it ranges between 16 and 18%. I happen to be in the middle. And all you can deduct from that is worker increases in productivity, which historically averaged 2.5%, not the insanity of last month's release of 5.4%. I mean, what do they think, we're cretins? Anyway, so what do we got? 17.5% less 2.5%, you get 15% inflation, and that's what you're going to see as a minimum in 2008. And it may get over 20%, and I've had discussions with other economists about this. I mean, this thing is going to go berserk, and anybody who is not in gold and silver-related assets needs to have their heads examined.
They're also saying that the GDP will shrink, and there's going to be a wave of bank closings. Now, we know this is going to happen because these banks are undercapitalized. And they're going to come under growing pressure as hundreds of billions of mortgage-backed securities, the MBSs as they like to call them, and the collateralized, I'll get that out today, debt obligations, or the CDOs, they're going to continue to lose value and have propped it up with additional capital. But the capital is worthless, folks. And I call it PIMCO. It's actually PIMCO's Bill Gross. He put it like this. He says, what we are witnessing is essentially the breakdown of our modern-day banking system. And I want to go back to this because they are desperately, all the financial news shows, everybody out there, even the medias, are putting a happy face and not addressing the real economy. They're not addressing the real serious problems that we're having in this economy, and we can trace it right back to the Fed Reserve and its policies. Now, they're trying to put a happy face on this because these undercapitalized banks, as they like to say, they're going to start closing. There's not going to be enough banks that can take on other obligations of other banks. They can't pick up their books because, quite frankly, they're cooked as well. They're seriously undercapitalized, folks, because they've made a bunch of funny money, but a lot of people have invested, and it's worth nothing. And I will say this again. The real fear here, and the reason why the Wall Street boys are playing patty cake with you, oh, maybe there's a recession, maybe there's not, we'll have to look at next year. No, it's been going on since February 2006. The thing that they're worried about is the exposure, the same thing they were worried about in 1999. It had nothing to do with chips or streetlights not working or water treatment plants, computers not firing correctly, and sewer backups. It had nothing to do with that, folks. It was the security of the bank to keep the happy face on the street that we're solid and we're secure. They cannot stand the runs on the banks that you witnessed over in England. That will start happening. They can't absorb all the damage that they've created, and you're going to start to see bank foreclosures next year. Get that through your head, folks. Make it stick, because that's what you're going to be seeing. And I'm no rocket scientist, and it doesn't take a whole lot to predict that. That is an inevitability, not a possibility. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Folks in New York and also in Texas here, coming soon to a neighborhood state near you, Energy Swap, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take a couple of seconds just to mention one of RBN's sponsors, Energy Swap. If you live in Texas and New York, you need to call. Now, what's this call going to do for you? Well, the Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch the service. You earn rewards while you save money. With the way the economy is going, folks, every little bit's going to help out there. So visit RBN sponsors. Go to www.energy-swap.com or call them 888-238-6397. 888-238-6397, because energy costs are going to continue to rise, folks. We're trying to get you established here in a train of thought of not cutting corners, but cutting your cost. What will 20% displace? How about the being overcharged at the gas pumps? I mean, it's a shell game. You've got to shift one thing to pay for another. We understand that. We understand the economic mess that we're facing and the inflationary fears that are gripping just about the entire nation now. So get it in your train of thought here. The few dollars that you save here, you're going to need it for someplace else. So it's going to become a matter of you pay your electric bill or throw a few lousy gallons of gas in your car. Sorry to report the mess, folks, but we didn't start it, but we aim to finish it. Bob, there is a lot of pessimism out there in the marketplaces, but they're not really speaking the real truth. And this problem, you know, we talked about this, Bob. The basic problem originated with the Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan. He lowered the interest rates below the rate of inflation for 31 months, which, by the way, Mr. Schiff, Peter Schiff, put inflation for too many years. He'd forgotten the number, but he put inflation at about 10% a year. But this below rate of inflation for 31 months straight, which pumped trillions, and I mean trillions of dollars of low-interest credit into the financial system and ignited this speculative frenzy in real estate, Greenspan spent a great deal of time lately trying to avoid any blame whatsoever for the catastrophe that he himself, in fact, created. He's the first-rate buck passer. In Wednesday's Wall Street Journal, Greenspan scribbled out a 1,500-word defense of his actions as head of the Federal Reserve, pointing the finger at everything from China's low-cost workforce to the fall of the Berlin Wall. Yeah, all right, let's take a few bricks out of the wall. That's the reason why we've got the banking crisis worldwide, Bob.
Well, it was interesting you bring that up. My daughter was there when the wall came down, and she got one of the bricks. But be as it may, something I've never done on this program before is congratulate you on your superb grasp of financial matters. There's probably only about 15 or 20 people who are on the airwaves, so to speak, and writers who really come out and lay it out the way it is, the way Ron Paul is trying to do. And if it wasn't for what we were doing, the whole world would be in darkness, because we have subscribers all over the world, and they tell us there's nothing like what we're doing in their country that we do here on this program and several other programs.
Well, if they keep their political critters out of the internet, they'll still be able to hear it worldwide.
That's right. And yeah. So we get a lot of subscribers as well as inquiries from foreign lands, and it's because of what we're doing. But I'm very impressed with how you can handle the financial end of things and describing it, because very few of these people who are in the media can do that.
Bob, I've had a good mentor. You were one of my teachers. We'll be right back, hour 2.